And now, discover your true course. This podcast is a production of True Course Life and Leadership Development. Your host, founder and president, Dr. Michael Godfrey. Hello and welcome to Discover Your True Course. At True Course, we meet high-achieving, successful leaders at the intersection of their personal and professional lives. And we join them on their way to be more, see more, achieve more, and finish without regret. It's a complicated, confusing world out there, and the way through is often unclear. Who do you trust to help you sort it out? True Course is a trusted guide for high-performing leaders and teams. Coaching, mentoring, consulting, and training are the ways we support your growth in soft skills for leading and relating. With True Course as your guide, you'll successfully navigate challenges and reach your process and outcome destinations more surely and quickly. Organizations we serve become places where people love to work, serve, and be customers. In today's episode, I want you to think about one of the most predictable human responses. When behaviors, interactions, and words don't make sense to you, you'll create a story to explain them. Surround yourself with a climate of transparency to eliminate assumptions, false beliefs, and misunderstandings. You have this in common with every other person on the planet. You have expectations of how others should behave, how your environment should be ordered, and how activities, yours and those of others, should pan out. When these expectations are unmet, you will experience surprise, discomfort, disappointment, confusion, and a threat reaction, fight, flight, or freeze, small or great. And then you'll create a story to explain the gap between your expectations and unusual or unfamiliar reality. Why do you do this? Much of the compulsion to make sense of or to understand things was inherited as a primal urge that helps ensure safety and self-preservation, while some is simply curiosity. You're wired for it. It helped keep our cave-dwelling ancestors safe and alive. When they emerged from their cave in the morning, they expected their outdoor living space to be as they left it the night before. What was familiar and unchanged seemed safer. But if they found limbs broken, ground disturbed, or belongings moved or missing, they went on guard until they could discover exactly what had changed and why. Learning if the cause was a wild animal, a threatening neighbor, or something harmless helped them protect themselves then and for the future. You're not living under such primitive and physically threatening circumstances, I hope. However, while physical safety has somewhat improved, the compulsion to make sense and its related reactions in modern times are most often related to personality or style differences. When another person's behavior is unfamiliar or strange and not what you expect, you'll experience some or all of the following: surprise, discomfort, disappointment, confusion, and that threat reaction, fight, flight, or freeze, small or great. And remember that others may experience your personality or styles as unfamiliar, unexpected, and strange. To help yourself be more comfortable with the gap between what you expected and what you experienced, you'll create stories to explain the gap, the why. However, these stories are vulnerable to cognitive bias and are often filled with assumptions and false beliefs. When your created stories become the basis for living and relating, they give rise to misunderstanding, judgment, alienation, conflict, and unhealthy relationships. Note, when the behavior is more than a simple personality or style difference, and you feel threatened, run. So what are some of the stories you tell yourself to explain the unusual or unfamiliar behavior of others, occurrences in relationships, and discomfort about how an activity went? When it comes to personality and style differences, avoid asking, "What's wrong with you?" insinuating that something is wrong with them. And instead of creating inaccurate stories and allowing others to do the same, pursue transparency about the differences. Talk about it. Ask the other person about their behavior that confuses you and listen to understand. Try something like this. May I ask you a question? And if they say yes, then you can do the following. I've noticed this particular behavior. What do I need to know to help me understand what's happening here? This is not accusatory, it's not judgmental, just a simple effort to understand. And then explain your behaviors to others. May I offer this insight, or may I tell you something? When I, and then describe your behavior, this is what I'm doing, and explain the behavior. In the e-zine, you'll be able to see 4 case studies illustrating transparent approaches to understanding and proactively interpreting behavior. These studies will provide tips on specific responses that can be made. Please get in touch with me today if you need support crafting your transparent response or proactive interpretation of your behavior in more specific situations. You can contact me at discover@discoveryourtruecourse.com. I'm Michael Godfrey. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
This has been a production of True Course Life and Leadership Development. Copyright by J. Michael Godfrey. All rights reserved.